Well, Ryan, a 4-2 win over Fife. What do you think of the team's performance tonight?
I thought it was okay in spurts. I wasn't overly impressed with the way we played. We came out hard, played a really good first period. Then we let them back in the game in the second. I thought the second was poor. Got back in the third. I thought we played relatively well. You know, I think we did enough to win tonight, but that's it. You know, we didn't exploit them like I thought we should have. And, you know, disappointed in a little bit disappointed that we let them back into the game at 3-0 down. I thought we should have closed it out. But like I said, we did enough to win, and in the big picture is we got the 2 points.
And what do you think the difference was from that kind of fresh, energetic first period start to the second period?
I don't know. You know, I have no idea what made us sit back and allow them to counter back on us. And, you know, whether it's 3-0 down, we packed it in and thought that was the game instead of going for the killer instinct we've been talking about a lot this year. You know, you got to give credit to Fife, though. They worked hard. They got a talented hockey club over there. They work extremely hard. And, you know, you got to give them some credit. It wasn't us just playing bad. They stepped their game up, and obviously that you know, that they're effective when they do that.
And of course they're an improved side. They made some good additions, and a bit of revenge for you tonight after last month.
Yeah, well, we lost in their building there and didn't play well that night. But you know, I think the big thing is we got the 2 points. I'm not going to dread on a ton of negatives, but like I said, we got to become a lot better hockey club, or we're not going to have any success going forward here.
You mentioned you don't want to dwell on the negatives. Who did stand out for you tonight?
Obviously, Tyler Michel had a great game. You know, I thought Matt Stevenson played pretty well. Gertz's been playing really well lately. I thought he had a great game tonight for us. But Tyler Michel, I thought, was kind of the heartbeat of the way he led everything. His work rate was phenomenal, and you know, guys feed off him when he's playing that way.
Okay. And you've of course got Danny Wood and Ron Saric come back in this weekend. How good is it to have those guys back in the locker room and back on the ice? More to that point.
Yeah, you know, like what he's been. He's a big key to our team, and he's a young kid, and you know, we try to get him out there as much as possible. But he's biding his time, and you know, it's good to have him back on the bench, back in practice. And like I said, he's a key member of our squad. You know, he's his first year pro guy, and we try to get him out there, like I said, as much as we can. But I think he's learning a lot every day, and it's good that he's back in the fold and back playing with the guys.
I don't want to dwell too much on Friday night with the loss with the Panthers, but it was the third start for Jeff Woolhouse. What's his mood been like off the back of that game?
Oh, well, Willie has nothing to hold his head down for. He played great that night. He gave us a chance to win, probably our worst performance of the year, and he held us in it for a 3-2 game in Nottingham. You know, he's a premier goalie in this league. He's too good to be a backup, and we're lucky to have him. And like I said, you know, every time he hits the ice, we're full of confidence because he's repeatedly done the job for us. So, you know, I can't say enough. I can sit here and talk to you all day about Jeff Woolhouse. He's a true professional. He's a great guy in the room, great teammate, and he should be a starter in this league. Mm.
Do you think you might struggle to hold on to him looking forward in the future then?
We'll see. We'll see what it comes. You know, like we'll do whatever we can to hold on to Jeff Woolhouse. But, you know, he's a key member of our squad. So, you know, we got him here this year, and that's all we're focused on.
Just wanted a quick word on, you know, the GB lads that obviously came back. They were away on international duty. A word on their achievement, kind of what they did over there in Japan.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. You know, they did some key injuries that led up to there too, and they, you know, they went over there in Japan and beat a very good team in Japan, a very well-funded team, and a team that expects to win, and a team that expected to come out of that division. So, you know, they did great. Good on them. You know, it's a tough travel day and 12-hour difference or whatever, 9-hour difference in time. And I thought they did a great job.
Well, I understand you had them back on the ice first thing early in the morning.
Yeah, they didn't like that. But, you know, in hindsight, it was good to get them back on the ice and just for a bit of a skate and then let them go. So they didn't complain too much. They got on with it. So that was good.
Certainly. And looking forward, quick turnaround now for Wednesday. You've got Dundee Stars. How are you looking forward to that game?
Yeah, like I said, you know, Dundee's another much improved team. Though, you know, like I said, we need all the points we can get. Belfast aren't dropping points, so we got to stay in the hunt and continue the chase. And next Wednesday's another chance to get a few more points.
And just finally, I understand you're not looking at Jay Letourneau anymore. Are there any other potential movements or signings? Or
we're keeping our eye, but we got nothing going on right now. So we'll just play it by ear and see what goes on.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Ryan.
You bet. Thanks. Cheers.